Our school-age children, are they being over-medicated?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
This is Randy Osborne of Florida Eagle Forum, and I have with me Dr. Karen Efferman. We were actually continuing a discussion. We're at the Burroughs House in Fort Myers, Florida, and I'm continuing a discussion with Dr. Efferman. Very concerning, really specifically, the Parkland shooting incident and what our legislators in the state of Florida decided to do. But I have with me Dr. Karen Efferman, and thank you again for being here and further discussing this issue. And I want to talk on this segment specifically about the mental health part of this legislation, of what they put in there. I want you to describe, first of all, to the viewer of what was put in there, because most of the time when we talk about this bill that was passed into law, we, you know, many people, including myself, are very concerned about the Second Amendment, which is under attack in this particular issue. But further than that is the mental health screening issue that they've put into law now. And I want you to talk, first of all, explain a little bit about it, and then explain the dangers of it, and we'll go ahead and continue that discussion.
Thank you, Randy. I really appreciate the opportunity to bring this issue to light, because people are not aware of the dangers associated with it. 7026 spends about $70 million on mental health issues in the schools. Part of what they want to do is mental health first aid, which is training teachers for a few hours to recognize the signs and symptoms of mental illness, and then allegedly refer people to more trained people. And then
so
they
want to
increase mental health screening as well.
So teachers are going to now be trained on identifying mental health issues. Then they're going to refer that to someone else, probably
a school counselor.
A school counselor.
Psychologist.
And then they're going to increase the mental health screening within schools.
Right.
Why is that problematic, and especially for parents and school-age children?
Well, for a number of reasons. Number one, even the major psychiatric expert groups from the World Health Organization.
World Health Organization, that's one of them. Is that correct? And is that not
associated with the United Nations?
That is United Nations affiliated organization.
Right.
Okay.
They said in their documents that it's hard to accurately look at mental health problems in children because they're rapidly growing and developing in their bodies, minds, and spirits. So it's hard to tell if a problem is part of a mental health issue or just a kind of a difficulty with development. So they're not family friendly or conservative.
Right.
The president of the American Psychiatric Association basically said there's no laboratory test to find a mental illness, and that it's still up to
judgment,
clinical judgment. And there was a major international conference for psychiatrists in 2016 that said, you know, that admitted again that all the psychiatric diagnoses are based on consensus and, you know, sitting around a table, and that there is significant problems with over-involvement, i.e. corruption, from the pharmaceutical industry that profits greatly by developing drugs that treat these issues. They, in the last issue, decided that young children, toddlers, could be diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which is absolutely absurd.
I don't even know how that could happen. I mean, how could...
Right. And they were treating little children with really powerful, very dangerous antipsychotic drugs because of the decisions of the American Psychiatric Association. And so that's just one example. They pathologized grief and made it part of a depression diagnosis, when everybody knows that when you lose a loved one, you're going to be sad.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just is common sense.
Right.
So it's that kind of ridiculous overreach as far as labeling people.
Right.
And then drugging them.
Our school-age children, are they being over-medicated?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Becoming and going through adolescence is a hard thing, especially in our society the way it is now.
Right.
With the cultural breakdown and the increase of fatherless homes and all of those things. But it is not something that's going to be fixed by throwing pills at kids.
Right. Some of the issues with some of these school shootings and some of these kids that are killing other kids, some of the things that you had mentioned was the breakdown of the family nucleus. And can you kind of just kind of share with the viewers what you were talking about with me on that?
Well, many of the prominent school shooters, the one from Parkland most recently, the ones at Columbine, Adam Lanza from Newtown, Connecticut, who killed 26 right. elementary school kids, all were from divorced or fatherless families.
Wow.
And that's, you know, those are the prominent ones, but I'm sure there are more.
Right.
That's definitely a problem. The dumbing down and the psychologizing of education is a huge problem, and it has gotten worse since the establishment of the Common Core Standards. And if you read the documents of groups that are involved in pushing the Common Core, they all admit that a big part of Common Core is social-emotional learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody was sold on Common Core as being improving college right. readiness and career readiness in math and English. Parents aren't sending their kids to school to be brainwashed
right.
or to have their head shrunk.
Right. So this is something that we're dealing with. It's something that we warned several years ago that this was coming down the pike, and some of the issues were specifically had nothing to do with scholastic education. And that was one of the things that we were trying to cry the warning on.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're faced at that with that, and it's something that we are going to be continually trying to alarm parents on.
Right. And add on top of it the high-stakes tests that are done with these ridiculous standards
right.
and bad curriculum, and
creates an additional stress on children.
Exactly. I know a boy who didn't pass the third grade reading test, which he needed to do to be promoted to fourth grade.
Right.
And he tried to hang himself.
Oh, wow. So what happens is now these children are under additional stress, extreme stress, And so the teachers recognize that, and then they send them to a counselor to have them evaluated psychiatrically, and before it's over with, they're on some type of psychiatric drug.
Right, which can cause violence and suicide themselves.
Will exacerbate
the stress that they're already under.
Right.
And then the mental health screening, the instruments themselves are admitted to be extraordinarily inaccurate. One that was pushed a few years ago called Teen Screen has an 84% false positive rate, which is just absurd.
Can you explain for the viewers how are these screenings done? What do they do? Does a child sit and do a questionnaire?
What exactly? They do a questionnaire. Many times it's online, which brings up data privacy concerns, but that's another issue for another day.
Right.
But I was actually involved in a federal lawsuit a few years ago where a teenager was told that she had to take this screening test without her parents' knowledge and consent.
Oh, wow.
And because of the way she answered two questions, one was, do you like to party? And she was the quiet, studious type, so she said no.
Right.
And the other was something about liking things clean. She was given two psychiatric diagnoses in the hall by a complete stranger without her parents present.
Amazing.
And she was told that she had social anxiety disorder because she didn't like to party, and because she liked to keep things clean, she was told that she had obsessive compulsive disorder.
These screenings, these mental health screenings, could actually do to your children. And if you have any other closing statements that you might want to give on the concerns that you have as a medical doctor, especially on children, on mental health?
Well, because the diagnostic criteria for psychiatric disorders, because the screening and the screening instruments are so terribly inaccurate, and children can be labeled very easily with disorders that have nothing to do with reality.
Right.
And because everything lives forever in state longitudinal databases.
Exactly.
That's a huge concern. And then it can lead to medication with drugs that have dangerous, if not fatal, side effects. And parents need to say no. Right now, at both the federal and at the state level, they are supposed to get parental consent.
Wow.
So they need to tell their kids, no, do not participate. We do not want you participating. And if the school tries to do this without the parents' consent, the parents should sue.
Well, Dr. Ephraim, I really appreciate, again, you being on. This is Randy Osborne with Florida Eagle Forum in Fort Myers, Florida. Until next time, God bless.